The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you'll wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Albin, welcome.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Welcome. I want you to feel welcome, too, like you're part of it.
I feel that way right now. No. I feel the love.
You to feel like you're part of this program. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you are.
Thank you.
Now, listen, folks, we've got two guests today, actually three guests today. The first hour today is the most disgusting program we've ever done. I think I could say that without any doubt. Not because of the guest. The guest is wonderful. His name is Tom Haviland. You'll hear about him from him. But he talks about long, white, fibrous clots discovered in the cadavers of people pretty much since the vaccine started. He did a survey. This is real. It's disgusting, but it's extremely telling. And so I don't know which hour, if that's going to be hour one or two today, but I want to tell you, you need to hear what he has to say and follow the links. The other hour today, we talked to two friends, Joe Pellegrino and Joe Silva. And that is one of the most moving hours we've ever done on this program, at least of parts of it, because our friend Joe Silva lost his beautiful young wife not long ago. It's very hard for me to believe. I know them, and but they talk about their ministry to help men be men. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. So we've got three great guests today. Albin, I have to say tonight, okay, because yes, it's Tuesday, this is the last night. We've done this 4 weeks in a row. Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, we launch a Socrates in the City event that we have not shown yet. So in the fall, we had, people know that we had astronaut Charlie Duke on May 31st, right? But we aired that sometime over the summer. But in the fall, we had four guests, and we've this month, in this month of January, and again, tomorrow is January, I'm sorry, tonight is January 31st. So every Tuesday night in this month, we have launched online on the YouTube channel of Socrates in the City another one of these events. So the first one was Andrew Klavan. The second one we did Socrates in the City in Houston with James Tour. The third one was David Berlinski. And then tonight, Oz Guinness. The Oz Guinness one, there's never anyone better than Oz Guinness. He is practically responsible for Socrates in the City existing, which I explain in my introductory remarks tonight. So tonight, 7 p.m., gather the family. I hope you'll join us for that tonight. But I'm very excited about it, about the launch of this Oz Guinness event. It's very important. Let me just say that there's certain events that I do. What Oz and I talk about is important. It's very important about understanding what is American liberty. Some of you know that most of what I learned about American liberty, I learned from Oz Guinness. But he adds a new piece to the puzzle with Israel and the covenant and Exodus, which I really, I'm somewhat ashamed to say, I was completely ignorant of it. And it is so central to the founder's vision of liberty. So that's tonight, Socrates in the City. I also should mention that I have been in Seattle at the Arctic Club Hotel. Going forward into the spring, we are doing Socrates in Seattle on April 28th. If you can get here, ladies and gentlemen, you can stay at the Arctic Club Hotel. It is a magical venue. I talked about it yesterday, but we're going to do the event here in the Northern Lights Dome Room. This building was built in 1916 by a bunch of men who made their fortunes in the Yukon Gold Rush. They decided to create the Arctic Club. Now, the bar and the lobby, I didn't mention this yesterday, you've never seen anything like it. I mean, whoever curated this, whoever designed this hotel to capture the spirit of the Arctic Club, they have outdone themselves. I'm telling you, it is so spectacular. And I think I mentioned I discovered this place about 12 years ago. I was invited to speak in Seattle at something, and somehow I ended up in this hotel, and I thought, what is this? This is amazing. So I brought my wife and daughter here with me the next trip that we were on, and it was just incredible. And we went, I remember my daughter and I took a walk to Pike's Market, which is one of these places where all the tourists go. And I'll never forget this. They had an ancient machine that makes little donuts. Like you watch the donuts go on a conveyor belt through the boiling grease and the donuts, and then they come out the other side, whatever. And we're watching this and we're like drooling. I mean, I'll never forget it. This is like 12 years ago, 11 years ago. We were like drooling, looking at this. And I was thinking like, well, the last thing we need is donuts. Cause I was really a mean father growing up. I wanted to deny my child.
Yeah, well, you were like 300 pounds back then, too, I think.
Well, I honestly said, like, we don't need donuts. We don't need donuts. But then finally, the cuteness of the donuts, because it was this old machine and these little donuts, whatever, it just captured my imagination. Both of us, my daughter and I, were just mesmerized. I said, you know what? I'm going to break down and we're going to get some donuts. And I reach in my pocket and I forgot my wallet at the hotel 3/4 of a mile away. And that has been like a bone stuck in my throat these 11 years. And so the other day I went for a run to Pike's Market, which, you know, people tell you downtown Seattle, oh, there's homeless and the blah, 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 blah. Listen, trust me. I'm from New York. It's totally fine. Okay, come on. Pike's Market is brimming with tourists. It's or whatever. And it's huge. And I looked and I looked and I looked to find this ancient donut machine. Does it still exist? And I went through the whole market, and right at the end, I found it. It's still there. So my goal, when I come back here, April 28th for the Socrates in the City event, right here at the Arctic Club Hotel, is to take my daughter there and to get some donuts. 11 years is too long, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this has to end. Okay, yeah. This psychic wound has to be healed, and by the grace of God, we're going to get those donuts and heal that psychic wound. All right, I'm not even making this up. This is totally true, right? So,
Hey, don't forget, we have to talk about Walt's Disenchanted
Kingdom. Oh, I forgot. Yes, I forgot. SalemNow.com is where we want you to go, but the film is Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. Albin, you and I used to love Disney.
I do.
We now hate Disney. They are worse than woke. They're grooming children. They're in the trans. They're insane.
I heard something else too. They're changing the Hall of the Presidents, you know, with all the presidents, like instead of Trump, because people like, ooh, Trump, they replaced it with an animatronic Kathy Griffin holding up Trump's head. And then, then the robot of
Joe Biden. Wait. That's how woke they are. By the way, we could be making this up, so you have to check into this. But the idea that they replaced the animatronic Trump with Kathy Griffin holding Trump's head, that's just like the new Disney.
Yeah. And they replaced the robot of Joe Biden with Joe Biden. So no one will tell the difference, but you know what I mean. It's woke.
But I mean, you want a robot. You don't want a human being who's become a robot, and that's what they're giving you. This is the new Disney. So you need to go to salemnow.com and check out Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. All this pseudo information might be in that film. You're going to have to watch it, Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. It's free, by the way. But let me just say again, the Socrates in the City stuff, I'm so excited. Two events in New York, the February 28th one, that's going to be a big deal. Jeannie Constantino in person. I don't think we've ever had a Greek Orthodox guest at SocratesCity.com. It's about time. Zito. Okay, so we got that coming up. Both hours today are crazy. Tom Haviland talking about fibrous blood clots, nummy. And then Joe Silva, Joe Pellegrino, God bless you.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. Legacy-minded men. That's a group with which I am familiar. I know the folks who started it. I know Joe Pellegrino, and I know Joe Silva. And I want to welcome you both to the program, Joe and Joe, in no particular order.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be
Joe's.
Here.
Thank you, Joe
Silva. I got to start with you. I've known you for years. You're the one that introduced me to Michael Franzese, who's been on the program a few times. I know that Legacy-Minded Men is about being a resource to men, and you have had some losses in your life recently that blow my mind and break my heart. Why don't you, Joe Silva, start there to pull us into the bigger conversation?
Yeah, well, thanks again, Eric, for having me. And yeah, I've been on your show several times with Michael, with Erskine, our friend Erskine. And I got introduced to you really through the NRB and our good friend Joe Battaglia, who's another mentor of mine. And I love very much, just like I love Joe Pellegrino. And, you know, Legacy Minded Men is all about engaging and encouraging and equipping men. And I've been through some major, major losses in my life. I was first introduced to Joe Pellegrino back in 2008, and I've been with Legacy Minded Men since the inception. And since that time, since 2008, when I got into the game of really trying to do more for the kingdom, that's when all the attacks started happening. And I lost my job of 25 years, was betrayed and hurt by some people I really loved and trusted. Lost my dad, my biggest hero in my life, back in 2017. And my biggest supporter was my wife of almost 30 years. And back in July of 2021, she suffered a brain aneurysm. And after being on life support for 19 days, she entered into heaven. So what was her greatest day was my worst day. I lost my wife. That was the worst day of my life, but yet it was her greatest day. And, you know, she had the opportunity to meet you. She was a big, you know, fan, loves the Eric Metaxas show. And we actually, she met you at one of your book launchings back in 2018. And actually, I sent a picture to both Chris and to Albin. I'm not sure if you got to see it or not, but we went to your, the Donald Trump, the fake news book. We went and got to have time with you at that night. And my wife met you and we took a picture together. And anyway, so she always enjoyed when I was going to be on your show. So, but it's been a very difficult time, but through it all, God has been good. And Legacy Minded Men has been there, especially, you know, Joe Pellegrino. I love him. He's like a brother to me.
I, first of all, you know, there's nothing to say when a friend of yours says he lost his wife of almost 30 years. I mean, wow. It's, you know, you get tears in your eyes. But the funny thing, Joe, is that what you just said, it was the best day of her life. Mm. We know that. And it's important that everybody knows that, that the most glorious thing imaginable is going into the presence of God. Therefore, yeah, knowing right, that God is the most important thing in the world. Number one. Yeah. Number two, why do we still get choked up? Because the most beautiful thing in the world makes us cry. When you think of someone you love going into the presence of God, it's so beautiful that it is also heartbreaking in a different way. It shows you what's at the heart of all of reality. It's so beautiful. It's overwhelming. It's unbelievable. And really, it opens the door to the conversation of legacy-minded men. There are a lot of men in this world who they don't really understand why they're on this planet. They don't understand what's the meaning of life. They have some ideas. I'm here to say, and the two of you are here to say, we have been outrageously blessed to figure out the meaning of life and the point of it. Doesn't mean we have all the answers, far from it, but we can live our lives with meaning. We can think about these things. We can face death and other things in a way that is different from those who don't know these things. And so what you just said gives me the classic example. I mean, devastating, devastating loss. And yet somehow even that brings you closer to God and to truth. Unbelievable. Joe Pellegrino, when did you start Legacy Minded Men?
Well, Legacy Minded Men actually was just an idea to get men together. We started about 2008, but it wasn't really set up and incorporated until 2010 when we did a mega conference at Hawthorne Gospel Church in New Jersey. That's where we actually launched it. And I just figured it was going to be a one and out thing. But the reality is the guys kept asking me, can we do more? Can we do more? And we did a number of conferences for the first 6 years until we really went more of a resource, became a resource tool for men's ministry all over the world. And that's really where we're sitting right now, Eric.
Now, to be a central part of Legacy Minded Men, do you require that people have the first name Joe, or is that just a coincidence?
So now every one of our board members and our children and our wives all have the name Joe or start with J. It's just a rule.
It's kind of sick, I want to tell
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, right? Jesus has, you know, J. Jesus.
It's kind of, yes, in the English language, I'll give you that. But the fact that Joe Battaglia, you know, is part of this too, I'm beginning to feel just a little insecure that I'm not named Joe or Giuseppe or something, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it to God. Legacy Minded Men. I assume you guys have a website. Let's before we go too far, let's just say, what would that be?
That website is legacymindedmen.org. You can also download a very powerful app, which has about 2,500 video trainings on it. And that's called the Legacy Minded Men app in both the App Store and on Google Play. And that is really our central tool to engage men all over the world. And provide them with content on a weekly basis so that they can grow individually, in groups, and as a ministry.
Well, you both know that I've written about this. I wrote a book called Seven Men. I wrote a book called Seven Women. I wrote a book called Seven More Men. The issue of what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman is central to who God is. He created us in his image, male and female. And those concepts are deeply important. They're central to God and to our relationship with God and to living out our lives. And of course, we know that nothing's ever been more under attack than that recently. Yeah. And so I think part of what you guys are doing is you're affirming men as men and saying, don't get confused. God made you this way. He has a plan for you as a man. He doesn't want you to be less of a man because it's toxic. He wants you to be more of a man in his way, which is the opposite of toxic. But it's still strong. This is actually very important that men are getting together. And so do you get together regularly? Do you have chapters around the country? How does that work?
Yeah, we're in 40 countries right now with about 650 active groups. Or I'm sorry, 650 registered groups. We are on YouVersion with about 8 devotionals, which about 250,000 men have gone through so far. We're in prisons where we have about 24,000 inmates going through one of our programs. And God is just opening the door on a daily basis. We are a very, very small ministry, but the reality is our reach is pretty significant and our content is exceptional. And it's 99.5% free. So anybody can plug into it and start a group or start their own personal training. That's what really excites us is we want to be there for every man. Because as you said, Eric, we are men are going through the greatest identity crisis in the history of the world. There's an identity thief out there who is trying to steal who they really are and why they were really created. And our goal is to point them to who God built them to be. And it's really important to understand that, you know, our core verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, which says, be alert, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. I call those and wrote a book about it called The 5 Mandates of a Legacy-Minded Man. It's real simple. Men need to step up to the plate. But before they can do anything, they need to understand what they believe and why they believe it. I wrote another book about that, is understanding that we need to put to the test what we believe so that when our back is against the wall, and it will be against the wall, that what comes out of us is what we put in. It's a firm foundation that we're standing on, and we believe that firm foundation is Jesus Christ.
Well, it just so happens you're correct. Let me just say that I know that men are hungry for this. Women are also hungry for this. I mean, the attack on men and women as men and women is satanic.
Yes.
It's really an attack on God. Let's
correct.
Be clear, right?
Sure.
Because if men are men in God's idea of what it is to be a man, and women are women in God's idea of what it is to be a woman, we're made in his image, male and female, we bless each other. So the nonsense that somehow there's a battle between men and women, we know that men as men are being attacked, women as women are being attacked. The whole idea of this is being deconstructed. And it's a satanic project, part of a larger satanic project.
That's right.
And we need to stand against it. We need to say, excuse me, no, there are men and there are women. That's it. And God wants us to know that and to live into that. In fact, it is why we're on this planet. So when we
That's
come
right.
back, we're talking to legacy-minded men, founder and president and executive board member. They're both named Joe. That keeps it simple. We'll be right back.
Take the long way home. 'Cause you're the joke of the neighborhood. Why should you care if you're feeling good?
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the 4 ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from 4 different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to two friends, Joe Silva and Joe Pellegrino, and they are affiliated with Legacy Minded Men. The website is legacymindedmen.org. We need more of what you guys are doing, and I'm proud of both of you for stepping up in this way, because the hunger out there among men, those who maybe are deep in their faith and others who are kind of like, I'm not so sure. We all know that we need something. There's an attack on manhood in the world. There's an attack on what it is to be a woman in the world. And right. And God calls us as men to step up. So the website is legacymindedmen.org. I want to ask you guys about this initiative you started called Blessing Day. I know you're launching that like this week or very soon. What is Blessing Day?
Well, the Blessing Day is something that we believe is missing in the church today. You know, our Jewish friends have for years been doing the bar mitzvah at 13 years old, you know, getting their kids, their boys and their girls for the bar mitzvah to basically understand that they are now an adult. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that you become a man when you start accepting responsibility for your life. And I believe that in order for you to accept responsibility for your life, you need to understand who you are, why you are, and whose you are. And those words of affirmation coming from a man, a father, a grandfather, or a mentor are essential for the growth of a young man, as well as a young woman. So what we've conceived of is going back to this concept of the blessing. And we've teamed up with John Trent, who wrote the book, The Blessing, which is, you know, printed over 2 million books in the last 25 years. And we've teamed up to do the Blessing Day. What's the Blessing Day? It's not a specific day. So it's not going to be February 15th or May 15th. It's a day that you pick, your church picks, your men's group picks, your family picks, to use that day to not only bless your children, your grandchildren, and your mentees, but do it in a memorialized fashion on video so that they always have your face to look into as you're being blessed, as they're being blessed, so that when they go down a wayward path, they can always look into your eyes. If you're no longer there, you can always look into the eyes of that person who blessed you and affirmed you. And you also can take that video and pass it down for generations to come. It is so essential that we once again grasp this idea of blessing our children, blessing those young people, as well as people who were never blessed. I mean, Eric, I can tell you this. We did a conference several years ago, and we did this on stage. 95% of the men came forward to receive a blessing from a pastor that we brought in the front. So many of them crying. We realized then how deep this problem is, that they've never been blessed. They've never been given words of affirmation. And that's why we do what we do.
Well, I want to say that, you know, this is as basic as it gets in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not only for Jews. This is not only for white people. This is not. Mm-hmm. This is central. The ideas of the Bible are for every human being. Mm-hmm. And this idea of the blessing, this biblical idea, is God's idea. And when I think just the other day, I was talking on my program about the plight of African-American men and how at the heart of the dysfunction in that community and the rates of crime, at the heart of it all is the lack of the father.
Amen.
Broken families. People usually don't have the guts to talk about that. Barack Obama had the guts for 3 minutes, and then Jesse Jackson attacked him, and he backed way off. There was an historic opportunity. He backed off. Daniel Patrick Moynihan talked about this in the 60s. This was a liberal from New York, liberal senator. He brought this up. Studies show this was in the 60s. So this is at the heart of reality. Mm-hmm. If you want to deal with the problems in culture, you need to bless men. You need father figures to bless young men. When you do not have that, the trouble that ensues is infinite. It is everywhere. And we are seeing that. So I just love the idea that you're taking this idea, which is out of the Bible, but it's God's idea. It's not like, hey, we thought of it. It's God's idea. Yes. You see it in the scripture. And you're quite right. There are many men that have never received that blessing from another man in that way. It's life-changing stuff. I just love this. If people want to know more about Blessing Day, do they just go to legacymindedmen.org?
You can go to theblessingday.org, theblessingday.org. And I want to make it clear, this is not only for men and their sons. This is men and their daughters. This is women and their daughters. This is mentors and young, you know, we have to recognize that everybody is important. God built us for greatness. Ephesians 2:10, you are God's workmanship, crafted in Christ Jesus, do good works, which I prepared in advance for you to do. That's a specific purpose. We are all called, but we need mentors. We need people to affirm us, to show us the right way. And that's what we believe the Blessing Day is going to do and ignite.
And Eric, if I can just jump in really quick to encourage people out there. You know, my dad was a great godly man, and he prayed over me and he blessed me, but I don't have it on video. And I look back and I wish that I had my dad on video blessing me. And then as far as the women are concerned, my wife was a prayer warrior. She prayed around my home. She prayed over my children. She prayed over me. But I failed to video her praying over my children. So my children don't have that video of my wife, Marianne, praying for them. They know that she did. And I believe she still prays for them from heaven. God somehow, some way does that. But I wish that I had a video of my dad praying a blessing over me. And I really believe that, you know, and I'm sorry that I didn't video my wife praying for my children so they can look at that video for years to come and show their grandchildren as well.
I've got something to say on this issue when we come back. More with Joe Silva, Joe Pellegrino, legacy-minded men. Don't go away.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to a couple of legacy-minded men who just happen to be behind the organization Legacy Minded Men. You can go to legacymindedmen.org. They're also behind The Blessing Day, or behind Blessing Day, which you can find at theblessingday.org. And we were just talking, Joe Silva, you were talking about your wife who passed a little bit over a year ago, and how she would pray over your daughters. And you're saying you're sorry you don't have video of that. And I want to say, you know, nobody in the Old and New Testaments has video of when they were blessed. But the scripture tells us over and over and over to remember, to memorialize things. So however you do it, folks, whether you write it down or whether you just make a mental note, you just make a mental note and you remind yourself, we need to remind ourselves, which really gets me to the point of ritual. All through scripture, we see ritual. Why all through the Old Testament does God tell the Israelites, do this on this day and do this and don't do it this way, do it this way, and then do this. And then why does he say that? Because we're human beings. And when you enact something every year, whenever it is, you memorialize it. You remind yourself, we were slaves in Egypt and God did this. And we're going to remember it by going through this process at the Passover every year. Why? Because we're knuckleheads. If we don't do it every year and read through this every year, we forget. And so videotaping obviously is just one way, but there's a million things you can do. But I want to stress this concept of how God calls us to remember and to use rituals. And I think a lot of times, especially in the evangelical church, we act like, no, that's what the Catholics do. That's what the Greek Orthodox do. We just kind of do our own thing, which ends up being nothing. We need to have rituals. We need to have dates, moments of remembrance. So I love that you guys are recovering some of these things that are deeply biblical. And right at the heart of it is this thing you call Blessing Day. So I just want to thank you because we need this. People need to know. I mean, I remember when I was baptized at Times Square Church early on after I was born again. And I know that that happened. Maybe I don't have a videotape, but I remember, did I need to go through that? Did I need? Well, I did. And it marked me forever. And that's what you guys are talking about. So I love this. Now, you're saying Blessing Day can be done. Any group can pick a time or whatever. So give me some options or give us some ideas of what people are doing. Or do they find this all at the website?
Yeah, if you go to the blessingday.org, you're going to find a pamphlet, a 16-page pamphlet that basically is a, you know, do it yourself. We'll also provide you with other opportunities to get some information on how to do it. But it's very, very simple. I mean, you organize a day, you know, whether it's you and your two children, you and your whole family. I mean, we've had corporate executives hire video teams to go into their house and everybody got dressed up. And the father blessed each one of those kids as well as his wife. It was powerful, but you don't need that. You can use your own cell phone. I mean, if you go to Legacy Minded Men, if you download the Legacy Minded Men app, there is a Blessing Day feature that it actually will capture you on video. It coaches you through it, captures you on video, saves it to your phone, and then you can send it out to wherever you want to go. But if video's not your thing, write a letter. If writing's not your thing, record something or simply do it face to face, which of course you should do no matter what. This is a powerful thing that will last for generations to come. All you need to do is seize the moment.
You know, it's interesting because I think some people for some people it comes, you know, it's like secondhand nature to praise or to affirm. For other people, it comes secondhand nature to criticize, not in a bad way, but to say, hey, we need both. Mm-hmm. We need both. Let's be honest. If somebody's just affirming without any clarity, like, hey, mm-hmm. you didn't do the dishes. You said to your mother, you're going to do the dishes. You need to do what you said you're going to do. We need to do both. And so, but I do think a lot of times people forget how powerful words of blessing can be, or just words of affirmation, and how sometimes there's some of us that need to be reminded that we need to say, I love you. We need to say, God love. We need to say those things. And you guys are all about this. Now, you guys are obviously Bible-based Christians. You're not denomination specific. So this is really something that can apply in any direction. We originally met, all of us, I guess, or maybe you, Joe Pellegrino, was through the New Canaan Society, which is also a men's ministry thing. And I had the privilege back in the 90s of starting that with Jim Lane. And so in a way, it's kind of funny. When you do one good thing, other good things come out of it. But what I'm trying to get to is that because this came out of NCS and I was one of the founders of NCS, you need to tithe unto me after the order of Melchizedek. That's biblical. That's biblical. I want to see that money.
And when you change your name to Melchizedek, we will do that for you.
No, actually, nothing makes me happier than when you hear that something that you were involved in led to others. I mean, the fact that you are in 40 countries, that you're doing all this stuff, it thrills me. It absolutely thrills me. And just in case anybody's paying too close attention, I'm joking around even about having a hand in this. You know, we do what we do. But then sometimes you get to hear that what you did had some effect on somebody or whatever. And it just it thrills me to death. I mean, it just absolutely thrills me to death. And what you guys are doing through Legacy Minded Men is going to affect people you'll never meet till you get to heaven. It's happening. When you say 40 countries, that's insane. How did that happen?
Actually, to be quite frank with you, when I moved down here to Vero Beach, Florida, we were only in two countries, the United States and Cuba. And when we did the devotionals on YouVersion, that opened the floodgates. Men went through them. And the last day we put our email address in for more information. And we got flooded with people saying, we want more of this. We want more of this in Mozambique, in Pakistan, in Australia, in England, in Germany, all Canada, all over the world reaching out to us. And then we started getting it in Spanish in Nicaragua. So we came out with Spanish versions of a lot of the material that we do. We are now in, Urdu. We are in French. We are in German. We are, and what they're doing is they're translating them themselves. They love the information. And, you know,
we're going to have a final segment, but I just want to say the reason God is blessing Legacy Minded Men is because you're kingdom minded. This is not about building your brand. This is about doing God's will, opening your arms to anybody who wants to work with you, and God is blessing. We'll be right back. I'm talking to the two men behind Legacy Minded Men. You can go to legacymindedmen.org. Somewhere beyond the sea. Folks, welcome back. We're talking to two legacy-minded men who are affiliated with legacymindedmen.org is the website. Joe Silva, I've known you for a while. You were sharing earlier about the loss of your wife, Marianne, after 30 years of marriage. Totally heartbreaking, beautiful. She's with Jesus. And you were just sharing about, you know, when I was saying that we need to memorialize these things. We need to have touchstones. We're human beings. It's not all in the ether. It's nice to have something that we can touch or see or smell or hear. So what were you just sharing with me?
Well, I mean, I'd come down early in the morning. My wife would be sitting there with a cup of coffee, by the way, in an Eric Metaxas coffee mug, by the way. And she would be having her coffee and always in her Bible, always reading the Bible. And she would write so many notes. So my kids now look at that Bible, and actually she's speaking through God's word to them and just reminding them of verses. So she's written so many notes in that Bible that there's more of her notes in the Bible than probably the Bible, you know, the text of the Bible. You know, I'm joking, but she wrote so much in that Bible, notes to the kids, to me, prayers, highlighting different things. So I, of course, wanted to videotape myself blessing my children. I did that to my two daughters, Holly, Ashley, and my son, Joey. And but that Bible, it's invaluable. I mean, it's something that we will have forever and we'll always look at. And it's something that's cherished by our family.
It's hard. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? This is the way life is. You know, when your wife is making those notes, she doesn't know she's not going to be around.
That's right.
And that her kids are going to have this as a sacred treasure.
Yeah.
Eric, if I could jump in there with what you just said. You just said she didn't know that. God knew it, but she didn't know that. And everybody listening out there, you don't know when he's going to call you. Don't wait another day. Don't take it to the grave with you. Bless those you love. Give them the gift of blessing, the gift of affirmation, the gift of discipline, the gift of instruction. This will set them up for generations to come. It's so important.
And I also believe that, you know, that Ray Bolte song, right? Thank you. Because those 19 days that she was on life support, I prayed to the Lord, please heal her. She can do so much for the kingdom. She's going to come out of this. But the Lord had different plans. He healed her, but he healed her in heaven. And I can't tell you how many lives have been impacted already. I got so many emails from people texting me, calling me. My life has been changed because of what I experienced with your wife going through what she's gone through. And people have come to the Lord as a result of it. So I believe one day when I get to heaven and I am with my wife again and I get to see all my loved ones, my dad, the Lord is going to show us these are the fruits of all the things that have come from what you experienced and what you went through. And that song by Ray Bolte, Thank You. I mean, all the lives that we touch that we don't even know about, that we will one day get to meet those people in heaven.
Well, again, what we're talking about is at the heart of all of reality. And sometimes it takes the death of someone we love to draw us closer to truth and to God. And, you know, we wouldn't have chosen that, but God chooses it. He knows what he's doing. And I got to tell you, you both know our mutual friend, BJ Weber, who passed away a few months ago. That hit me so hard. It was like there's certain cases where you just say, Lord, I don't get it. I don't get it. But it drew me closer to Jesus. There's no doubt about it. Knowing that my friend BJ that I love is with Jesus, it makes me want to go to heaven. It changes things. And I want to say that God loves us. God loves us. Guys, thank you. I want to tell everybody, go to legacymindedmen.org. Go to theblessingday.org. Joe and Joe, God bless you. I love you. And I'm grateful for this ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Love you, Eric. Thanks so much.
Really appreciate it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.